It's cold tonight. There's a wind blowing. But like Susie says, that just keeps a girl's nipples hard, and it saves some effort advertising. But the wind is running up my skirt. A skirt that used to be a belt until it shrunk in the wash. It's flicking the visible silk laces on my garters, and it's sliding into places only customers are supposed to slide. That would be fine, but the wind doesn't have a wallet, and my shirt's as low-cut as it can get without falling apart. But that's just like a burger joint menu with tonight's special offers, and all part of the night's work. It's cold tonight. A car pulls up. It's a Jag. Lucy looks over at me and I shrug. She walks over to the Jag. The click and clack of her heels, just the opening salvo in negotiations. She leans into the Jag's open window, her own chess menu advertising like burning neon. The Jag's door opens and is gone. It's cold tonight. Then it's there. Not a Jag. Just a black Corolla. But the other girls recognize it's mine. It's my regular. And they part like Moses is doing his Red Sea bit. And then there's a path. The corner's like that. We're all on our own, but we're in it together as well. My own heels, ridiculously high, make their click and clack. And I make sure my ass is swaying, my hips are swinging. I walk to the curb. The window's down, and I lean in, because just like every night, I'm tonight's special. And even though we've done it 100 times, Johnny one time asks me how much it costs. And just like every one of the 100 times, I tell him the price, and I tell him the rules. And the big rule, because it's cockin', it's cunt. And it's not kissing. Ever. The door opens and I get in. And he drives away from the corner. But somehow it's still cold. Even in the car. Even if the wind's blowing through what little I have left of my soul. And he drives. He asks me the way. Even though we've driven it 100 times. And I tell him. We get to the cheap hotel. I get out. My heels click and clack on the steps, because it's never the wrong time to advertise. And, well, I don't have to stop by the desk for a key. We go upstairs. It's cold tonight. I mean, sure, there's a fire in the room, and it's got a coin slot so you can turn it on. I turn it on, but it's like, even though we drove, I'm still on the corner. And there's a wind blowing. It's still cold. But hell, like Susie says, it keeps a girl's nipples hard. And mine are hard. So I ask him what he wants, like every time. And he tells me, just like every time. I tell him it's half up front and to put the money on the bedside cabinet. So he puts the money down, carefully counting every bill so I can see it. He gets it right. Which he should, the number of times he's done it. He comes over to me. He starts to unbutton my shirt, and I slap his hands. I tell him that's not what he paid for. He shrugs and sits on the bed, and I start to take care of business. Some girls do the music thing, I don't. There really isn't any music I hate enough to like it, even less by doing what I have to do while I'm hearing it. So the room stays quiet as my fingers slip the buttons on my shirt. And I slip them open, but I keep my shirt closed until they're all undone. I tug the shirt from the skirt that used to be a belt, but I tug it loose. And then, only then, do I let it open. Because that's what you do. He looks at them, at tonight's special offer, and his eyes brighten, and I can see his cock is starting to get hard under his pants. And I run my hands over my tits, and I pinch my nipples, not that the wind has left me any reason to, and I cup my tits and I lift them and I offer them out. My hips are swaying and my stockings sighing against each other as my thighs brush. And as I run my hands down over my waist, back over my ass, and start to tug at the skirt that used to be a belt. And it eases down and I make it slow. And it eases down, and he can see my garter belt. And he can see that I'm not wearing any underwear because, well, it's good advertising, and because it saves time. So the skirt that used to be a belt slides down, and I slowly rotate on the spot as it does, my hips and my ass swinging. He can see my ass, and he can see my pussy. And I stay trimmed so he can see my cunt under the pussy hair. Because that's what he's come for. Because that's what it is. Cock and pussy and the money on the bedside table. And I push the skirt that used to be a belt all the way down. And I step out of it. And I sway over to him to where he's on the bed. I sway my hips, my pussy and my cunt right in front of his eyes. In front of his tongue. But even as his head moves forward, I put my hand on my cunt. Because it's cock and cunt and it's no kissing. Those are the rules. And even though he tries every time, he knows better. I pull his t-shirt off and I drop to my knees. He stands. And I unbuckle him. I unzip him. And his cock is hard, and it stands out. I lean forward, and I take him in my mouth, because it's not kissing when I do it. And it's cock, and my mouth is just another cunt, and there's money on the bedside cabinet. And I slide my mouth down over him, and I suck, and I lick, and I tease. And his hips move a little. He thrusts into my face. And that's okay because that's part of the deal. And it's okay when he takes hold of my hair and he begins to pull. And it's okay when he pulls harder and he starts to hurt me, though it doesn't really hurt. And I whimper. My lips tie around his cock. And I moan as he hurts me. But it doesn't really hurt. It's just okay if he can believe it does. He thrusts into my face, he thrusts into my throat, he pulls on my hair, and I suck. But I don't suck so hard or so gentle that he comes, because it's not time for that yet. Because he's paid for cock and cunt, and even if my mouth is like a cunt, it isn't what he's paid for. He pulls out of my mouth, like he has 100 times, and he pulls on my hair. He lifts me and bends me over the bed, and he spanks me. 10 times on my left cheek, 10 times on my right cheek, just like every other time. And when he's done, I say thank you, just like every time. I slide onto the bed, and I lay back. I spread my legs, and my cunt opens a little. He climbs up on top of me, and he begins to ride, his cock in my cunt, in and out, in and out. And I wrap my legs around him to pull him deeper, in and out, and his lips lean into my mouth, but I put my hand over my mouth because he knows the rules, and it's cock and it's cunt, and it's no kissing. And he's in me, and he's deep, and he thrusts, and he comes, and with a gasp he falls flat, his weight on me and my breast flattened, and I wait. He pulls out, and he rolls off. He gets his wallet from his pants, and he puts the other half of the money on the bedside cabinet. The door opens, the door closes. And I hear the front door of the room open and close. And I lie there. And it's cold. so very cold. And I get up, and one of my garters is flapping loose from my stockings, and the stocking is halfway down my thigh, and I go into the other bedroom, and Johnny's there. But he's not Johnny now, because Johnny's gone. He's you. And I'm crying, and I tell you I'm sorry, and I tell you I'll change, and I tell you. But you get up from the bed you're sitting on, and you wrap your arms around me, and you kiss and lick the tears from my eyelids. You tell me it's okay, and you pick up our wedding ring off the cabinet where it's always waiting. And you put it back on my finger. You kiss it, and you smile, even though I can see your own cold wind blowing deep in your eyes. But I know it's not blowing on me, and you kiss my tears away. You lead me to the bed and you take off the garter. And you know. You take off the stockings. And you take off the ridiculous heels. Because those are Jenny's. And Jenny's quiet for tonight. You wrap your arms around me and you hold me. You ease me down to the bed. And you ease me down. You wrap me up and you kiss me. Your lips still salty from my tears, but you kiss me. Because Johnny is gone, and Jenny is gone, and you know I need to feel your lips. You give them to me, like you give so many things to me. And I cry some more. I tell you I'll change, and maybe I'll see the doctor again. And how it's only ever you, and I don't take other tricks. But it's the corner and I have to, and you tell me it's okay. You tell me how you married me for me. And if that means Jenny comes too, that's just who we are and how it is. And I laugh, though it's hard, and I remind you how Jenny never comes. That's for Johnny. And you laugh. Even though I can see the ghost of that cold wind and the tears you never cry when I can see them. And you say that's fine. That's Jenny's problem. And you gently roll me over, so very gently onto my stomach. And I spread my legs laying there. And you get on my back and sit astride me. And I can feel your cock is still wet from Jenny and still hard. Your hands, so very gentle, reach down and you start up my neck. Your fingers work and they knead and they find each hard tight muscle. They tease and they stretch till each muscle gives in. And you work down my back slowly, oh so very slowly. Your fingers find every bit of Jenny and you set her sleeping. Every muscle I have feels like liquid fire. And you work, you knead, and you lean in, and you down, and your lips touch, and you kiss, and you bite. So very gently, as you lean down, the tip of your cock teases at my asshole. And as your fingers work their magic, your cock eases into me, into my anus, and it slides. And it slips, and it's like its own fire. My asshole welcomes you, and I moan and I cry. But this time it's not tears, and it's not Jenny. And you ease in me and out of me, and your fingers work. And I moan and I cry and I cry and I moan, and your fingers reach that special place, just below my tailbone. And they work and they press and they knead. And I feel it rising. Your cock is hard in my ass. But it isn't a pain hard. And I can feel my cunt flooding. And I can feel what Jenny never feels as I come. I feel your cum flooding into my ass. And you don't stop your kneading. And you don't stop your kisses. And you keep your hands on me all over me. You wrap me up. and you hold me, and you tell me how much you love me. It's warm tonight. So very, very warm.